Being Well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
So months ago when we started the show, Christelle started doing some online shopping. The same bunch of items that we've bought every single month from every retailer we can get our hands on via their apps and delivery and so on. And just keeping an eye on the prices.
Yeah, and I must say today has been a satisfying day because initially the thinking with this, essentially it's a data experiment, is to try and see, can we see the impact of complex financial things that we report on in the news? Can we see that in the things that we buy at the shops? And we really actually can. In that yesterday, I was reporting on the CPI data, consumer price inflation, and that it's cooling. So when I tweeted about this today, I said it's not just the mercury that's dropping. I did that. Ons kan dit sien in ons mandjie.
So wat is van die tendense wat jy kan sien in hierdie maand se mandjie, Christel?
So al ons mandjies is op. Dis die eerste ding. So ongelukkig gaan prysverhogings nie stop nie. Al wat inflasie is hoe erg is daai prysverhogings. Party se prysverhogings is erger as ander, maar wat vir my baie interessant was, kookolie. Onthou jy dit net na die inval van Oekraïne, was daar soveel paniek oor die prys van kookolie en op 'n stadium, ek dink ons het gedraai hier by amper R100 meer.
Ja, sunflower oil was very expensive at one point.
Dit het regtig drasties geval in terme van die goedkoopste een wat ek hierdie maand kon kry, was R70 vir 2 liter. Dit is 'n aansienlike vermindering in daai prys. En soos jy gesê het, Raap, ons doen dit al amper 'n jaar, so ek hoop hier teen 'n jaar kan ons dan meer spesifieke statistieke gee. Weet maar, potentieel 30% afname in die prys van kookolie is rarig. Ja, that's something worth noting.
Ja, want ons sien nie rarig dat goed verskriklik val nie, that it's such an obvious decrease. This is huge.
It really is significant. So I think meat is also something we've been watching very closely. Meat prices, and this is also what we saw in the CPI data yesterday. The price increases are calming down. There was a couple of anomalies. Something I want to watch going forward. The price of toilet paper.
Really?
Like, yo, party van hierdie pryse was ek net like, rarig, ons het nie 'n keuse oor hierdie aangeleentheid
nie. I'm just looking at the list here, actually. Let me just tell you for your own use, the one thing that I've taken out of all of these that Christelle has done over the months is the real difference, it doesn't matter where you shop, it's where you get the specials. What actually makes the difference. Pick your retailer. Mm. It actually doesn't matter. But on this one, for example, a 9-pack of 2-ply toilet paper this month, the most expensive one is R90. The cheapest one is R57.
Yeah, but
that's a huge difference.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the same thing. And we spoke about this in detail last month with the feminine hygiene products.
And
that special that we came across last week, dit is nog steeds amper helfte van die prys waar jy hierdie kan kry op 'n ander plek.
Ja, jy weet, so die Spa to You toepassing het ons laas maand vir die eerste keer in ons mandjie gesit. En hulle is nie die goedkoopste mandjie hierdie maand nie, maar hulle sanitêre ware is nog steeds aansienlik goedkoper. So as jou huishouding baie van dit gebruik, so ek sê ja, oorweeg dit om so toe te gaan. En op dieselfde manier, Woolworths se sjokolade is elke maand die goedkoopste gewoonlik, maar Woolworths se mandjie hierdie maand is regtig buitensporig baie meer as die ander, want ons het minder spesiale aanbiedinge gedag gekry.
It's true, and the Woolworths basket sitting at R724, the Checkers basket sitting at R627, but the Woolworths basket last month, R724, hasn't moved a cent. Every other one has got it more expensive by $50 or $60 bucks.
Yeah.
So it just depends. Yeah. Honestly, again, the specials are what counts.
No, absolutely. And remember last month we even spoke about that the retailers do watch each other to see what promotion is that one doing? Wat kan ek hierso iets op doen? En dit is so 'n komplekse situasie wat verband hou met wat hulle het en wat hulle wil verkoop.
Hopefully we can keep talking about different things, like saying tampons are cheaper here. And chocolate is more expensive there.
Yeah.
And then everyone will drop their prices.
Exactly. Even in the areas where they generally are more expensive. Because that's another thing we spoke about. Waar as jy dit nou hier koop, dan as jy dit nou in by dieselfde winkel in 'n ander woonbuurt gaan, dan is dit ook duurder. So we are here to break that misinformation and stigma. We're here to give you everything you need to learn about where you need to shop.
Go and check it all out. It's on the website at jacarandafm.com.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.